Oh, good morning. Oh dear. I'm hiccuping almost. Nope, not gonna do it. Good morning. It is Friday, May 26, 2023. Ugh, TGIF, baby. Yeah. As most of you know, I have started streaming. Well, some of you know, I've started streaming on Twitch, very fervently. I am super excited by how much people are already engaging. I think by the time this audio goes out, I may be at 50 followers, which is what you need to get to affiliate, plus so many hours, plus so many days in a month. So I'm working on those numbers too. But it feels like a rousing success, and that makes me so happy because I really enjoy being silly and playing games and interacting with people on a different level than just my saucy, thank you, goddess, for your audio. So I cannot resist. It's fun to diversify. And so in that, I have also made a second YouTube channel. I thought about it fairly significantly, and I decided that a lot of people who follow me on YouTube follow me for the hypnosis stuff. And, you know, now that I'm just over a year into that, to start putting out video game stuff is fun, and I think people are enjoying it. And I've gotten some really cool comments from people like, this is so much fun to listen to you just jacking it. Just playing video games and being goofy and stuff. And some people have even said it's almost like ASMR, which is crazy that Overwatch could be anything like that. But I'm trying to use my best dulcet tones while I play. And I'm considering streaming all sorts of things, video game wise. I've even teased that I could play. I played Minecraft a couple times already, and how hypnotic that could be. So I could even do some live, you know, stuff on there, I'm considering. So I will include links to my Twitch and to my new YouTube channel, which has nothing on it, but, well, it might by the time this goes out. No, probably not. I'm rendering a video, but it's big because it was my very first stream where my heart rate was pulsing and I was nervous and I pressed play and I was super excited and it was like being a virgin. Except I think I had more fun on my first stream than when I lost my virginity. Oh, that's such a sad story right now. My virginity, it was fine. It was fine. I felt bad because it was sort of like, oh, that's it? Like, oh, no. Smutty gets real this morning. But anyway, I digress. That's not what we're here for today. On this beautiful Friday of a holiday weekend that I'm very much looking forward to because I have lots and lots of little plans and things with friends. But what we're really here for today is the 1970s horoscope for Gemini. I've been teasing it all week. All right, I'm going to zoom in on it. And okay, so this, for those of you who maybe haven't gotten through some of the backlog or don't listen to the dailies every day. I started this. Who did I start on? I think it was Libra or Virgo. I don't remember who I started on last year. But I found these this horoscopes from 1979. And they're super insulting. They're in no way how I feel about anybody. Some of them are funnier than others. Some of them are just mean and tell you to like unalive yourself. I do not feel that way. I want you very much alive. And if you're thinking of bad thoughts, I really need your $6. So live, god damn it. I love having you here. It makes my day better seeing you all in my little comments and nudging me with likes and playing with me in Discord. So anyway, the Gemini zodiac horoscope from 1979, Gemini. You are a quick
an intelligent thinker.
People like you because you are bisexual. I'm sorry. That just surprised me. People like you because you are bisexual. It's so specific. You are inclined to expect too much for too little. This means that you are a cheap bastard slash bitch. This one was all over the place. People like you because you are bisexual. I don't know if I have any Geminis. But is that why people like you? You know, one of my very good girlfriends is a Gemini. And her and I, for years and years, have made out every time we get together for things. You know, regardless of whoever our partners are at the time. We are each other's make-out buddies when we go to girl trips and things. And more. We've been more. Ah, goodness, now I'm all flustered about my little Gemini love. Anyway, I hope you're all excited for the weekend. I don't know how much I'm going to get done as far as another new audio this week. I've already put one out this week. I had high hopes, but honestly, I did so much working on a new channel and working on getting the stream going. And I hope you can be patient with me. Can you be good and wait for a new audio? I may be able to get that lock. Actually, I might be able to do that. No promises. I have some whispers and things I've been working on for the lock file that I put out earlier this week. But yeah, it's been such a nice May. Next week is June, and we'll heat things up as summer approaches. But the stream was so much fun. I kid you not. You guys, the people who participated who are on here, like, made it so much better than I could have expected it to be on my own. It felt like I had people on my side, so that was really cool. And I was super scared, and I was very honest about that, and you all were like, just do it, push the button. So thank you for that. And yeah, more later. I hope you behave yourselves. And I don't actually think that Geminis are cheap bastards or bitches, so take that with a grain of salt from whoever wrote this. Oh, Virgo was my very first one, so that means I only have two more left to read that you guys have never heard. I remember the Virgo one because I can see the word P-I-M-P-S. If you haven't heard the horoscope audios that I've done thus far, like I said, I started doing those back in, I think, August last year. If you type in the search, I think, horoscope, it should pull up all of those. I think that was the tag that I put on them all. So if you enjoyed that and you want to listen to the old ones, search horoscope. All right, TGIF, tell me what your plans are for this weekend. I'd love to hear it. And I think I mentioned farmers market, dinners, breakfasts, brunches. I'm going to cook some stuff. It's going to be fun. Board games, possibly. In the works. We'll see. Video games for sure. I don't know if I'll stream that much, but I do have the new Zelda game. I don't know how to stream on my Switch, so don't ask me. I'm just barely doing it on the computer and getting by, but we learn something new all the time, don't we? All right, seriously, I'm done now. Have such a good Memorial Day weekend if you're in the States. And if you're not, just have a great weekend. All right. More later. Love you. Bye.